You're listening to The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And our regular guest, Mr. Tom Parsons of bestfares.com. So what are we going to talk about now, Tom? Any great packages or tours or cruises or something you want to share with us?
Well, I'm just saying right now, there is one coupon out there. If you're going to be flying this fall, you really need to act on it now before Sunday at midnight. This was Virgin America, and it's 15% off anywhere they fly, including Mexico, coast to coast. If you don't know where they fly, they actually have some of the newer fleets in the country. They do fly Airbuses. Some people love the Airbus, some people hate the Airbus, but they do all have Wi-Fi. You still have video in every chair. You have leather seating. And then they run pretty reasonable airfare sales, especially in the fall. So it's like sort of double dipping. If you buy now, I think you're buying too early. But you must get the certificate promo code for two people. It's good for one or two people between now and tomorrow midnight. You do not have to redeem it, though, until October. And it's good for travel starting September 4th through the November 14th. September 4th through November 14th. So I would suggest getting it this weekend. You don't have to buy this weekend, but and then wait till the prices drop, and that would give you one discount. Take the 15% off. That's your double dip, and then you really actually end up saving. I know currently out of Dallas, they start service to New York and Washington D.C. starting October 13th. And those airfares, American right now is currently charging $380 nonstop to LaGuardia, $380 to Washington, D.C., or higher. And Virgin just cut the fares to $259 round trip. With that promo coupon, it brings it down to $220, which is not bad for a nonstop flight to Washington Reagan or Washington or New York LaGuardia. No.
Of us in flyover country, is Virgin America going to ever serve the Midwest to a greater degree?
Well, we're going to do a pretty heavy expansion at one time. And you got to remember who's behind this airline, a little guy named Branson. That guy doesn't give a hoot about anything. If he wants to do it, he'll do it. Okay? But, the last 4 or 5 years, it's been crazy. That's why, the airlines have been very cautious and probably smart. They've been buying new airplanes, but every time they buy a new airplane, they take an old airplane out of service, which means you got newer fleet, but no more capacity. And with the mergers of American and U.S. Airways coming up, Southwest and AirTran coming up, or being finished, then you had Delta and Northwest and United and Continental. The number of seats in the sky are very limited. And this another thing they're doing is they're adding more leg room to the front of the airplane for a fee, of course. And then they're just selling premium seats, which could be just what you used to get for free, an aisle seat or a window seat. And so the capacity hasn't changed. So this summer, with demand being so high, that's why our airfares probably are averaging coast to coast over $500 right now, for sure. Mm-hmm. And that's terrible. So, but come the fall, I think you're going to find them in the $298 to $300 range, and it'll be happy days here again.
Happy days on our pocket.
Yeah, and JetBlue's got that new Mint service that I think they call it. For their coast-to-coast flights. That's supposed to, what I saw in the press releases and thing, that looks pretty nice.
Yeah, they started it off, but they only started it off with one airplane.
Oh.
So
it didn't say that.
I know. But they're supposed to have 10 up in the sky by October. But that one is, again, American has, I think American still is the only airline flying three classes of service. I think United Yank theirs, Delta's not doing it anymore. When I say three classes of service, that's usually there's a first class, and then there might be economy plus, which is maybe more legroom. But I don't count that as another section of the airplane. It's just, and then you got economy, which has probably nothing in it. Okay, you're lucky to have a bolt to hold your seat down. But the American actually flies a three class of service, a section divided for first class seats, business class seats, and also coach type seats. And they still have that premium in there too. But their first class seats were selling for $5,000 or up to $6,000 a round trip between New York and L.A.
I'm not sure about you, I don't think we could drink that much free booze to make that worthwhile.
Well, if you're a lawyer and somebody else is paying it, or you're a congressman and they're giving you free upgrades, they don't worry about it, do they?
I guess not.
And if you're Mr. Hollywood Elite, who's making $20 million a movie, he doesn't give a hoot because the production company's making it, you know? Somebody's paying it. But when JetBlue came out with their pricing, they did come out with those flatbeds. They do have something they call mini, the mint suites. I haven't really seen the difference in that other. You're sort of away from everybody, I guess, but it's nothing like the suites you would think about, where it's a private room or something. But the sort of like you'll see on Singapore Airlines, they actually do have suites. Private room has a door. There's a lot more $1 million flying on Singapore Air this year than there were last year.
Yep.
And that's a great airline.
Yeah, with Singapore is outstanding.
Actually, I forgot to say that was more Mile High Club members flying this year on Singapore Airlines.
I see. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I'll take your word for that.
That was one of the biggest problems they had. They thought the flight attendants came along with the room. They had to put.
Well, like you said, I'm sure there's a price for everything. But
And you got to remember what I'm talking about too. I'm talking about Singapore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a great airline. Don't get me wrong. Emirates is a great airline.
It really is.
There's a couple of those that I have on my list. I'm going to make sure I get in those classes as we go around the world. And
we've got about 1 minute left, so any cruise specials or anything we need to tell people about?
Cruises, too, will come. You're going to see everything thrown at you in the kitchen sink to get you on those ships in September, October, November. And, I just think anything, if you don't have to do it in July or August, push it to September, October. Your pocketbook, everybody's going to be happier. Cruise lines actually will probably be happy because you might be able to get the same cabin for the same price, for half the price. And then they'll forget as we go into the fall months, late summer, reposition cruises out of Vancouver and Seattle to down the West Coast to get the cruise ships out of Alaska, and then also October, November for ships repositioning out of Europe back to the United States.
Right. And that's something that coming. Sue and I have been wanting to do, so I think we probably should. Thank you very much,
October,
Tom.
Yep.
Yeah, come back that way. There's a thought. You're listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show. That's Mr. Tom Parsons of Best Fares. He joins us every week. Bestfares.com. That's where you want to go to get the best fares. Coming up, we're going to check in with a new guest who's for a young man, he's been everywhere and done everything, I think. So we're going to find out. I'm Kevin.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
This is the Travel Planners Radio Show, coming to you live on the Global American Broadcasting Network.